Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Scholars are made alone, period. Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. You want to be pro, con, whatever the case might be, stick to the topic. You can call in and weigh in. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to bring you to this real quick here. We have a Christian teacher quits in front of school board to protest highly politicized agendas. Okay, this is good that she was in the public school system. The fact of the matter is, if you want to stop all of this as to what's going on concerning the illegal indoctrination through the federal government of the United States of America, which is a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, pull your kids from public school. Period. Period. The federal government has no business educating anybody's kids, first and foremost. But here's the problem that I have concerning the headline. Christian teacher quits in front of school board to protest highly politicized agendas. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to play this video, and I want to get your take on it. The number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, before I give you my take on it, okay? I'm going to go ahead and play this. Let's check it out. Again, this is a teacher that just quit in front of the school board, and let's check it out and see what she has to say.
My name is Laura Morris. I have been a teacher in Loudoun County Public Schools for 5 years. And a teacher for 10. In that time, I have learned so much, being on the cutting edge of educational technology and working with a diverse population of students that I have loved. This year, I have the privilege to follow my amazing fourth graders up to fifth, and I have been excited about this all summer. On the other hand, this summer I have struggled with the idea of returning to school, knowing that I'll be working yet again with a school division that, despite its shiny tech and flashy salary, promotes political ideologies that do not square with who I am as a believer in Christ. After reading about your lack of consideration for the growing population of concerned citizens in this division, clearly evidenced by this empty room tonight where you shut the doors to the public, as well as the emails sent by the superintendent last year, reminding me that a dissenting opinion is not allowed, even to be spoken in my personal life, going so far as to send a form to my colleagues and I, encouraging us to fill it out if we hear one another speaking against the controversial policies being promoted by this school board and adopted in this county.
Wow.
Not only that, but within the last year, I was told in one of my so-called equity trainings that white, Christian, able-bodied females currently have the power in our schools, and that, quote, this has to change. Clearly, you've made your point. You no longer value me or many other teachers you've employed in this county. So since my contract outlines the power that you have over my employment in Loudoun County Public Schools, I thought it necessary to resign in front of you. School board, I quit. I quit your policies. I quit your trainings. And I quit being a cog in a machine that tells me to push highly politicized agendas on our most vulnerable constituents, the children. I will find employment elsewhere. I encourage all parents and staff in this county to flood the private schools.
To flood the private schools. Folks, what are your thoughts on this? This Christian teacher quitting. Isn't she called to the war? Aren't Christians called to the battle? Absolutely. How many times does Paul call us soldiers that were to endure hardness as good soldiers? We have an armor, right? The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our loins girt about with truth, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the God, which is the sword of the Spirit, which is faith, right? And I'm talking about Ephesians starting in verse 12, 6:12. I thought we were called to the battle. I'm kind of weighing in a little bit because I'm waiting on all of you timid to weigh in concerning what's going on in public schools, how they're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Why is she quitting? Just those are my questions. By the way, she made reference to the word equity. I love this because we hear this equality, right? Equality, this, that, and the other thing. It's always based on equality. Equality defined concerning equity defined is justice and right. According to whose laws? Man's laws or God's laws? And if you make reference to the Mosaic Institution, common law, you have to go back to the one that ordained the institution of government in the first place, Exodus 18:25, and that would be the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you can find his name on every state preamble throughout the United States of America. So when we're talking about equity, we're talking about equality, keep in mind they have to make reference to the lawgiver. And it's not man, and it's not the state, it is God. But I want to tell you this, what bothers me about this is when people, what they do is they give up, they relinquish their God-given rights. And how do they do it? They turn from the fight that God has commanded them to be a part of. Okay? When you look at Psalm 78, what does it tell us? It tells us the children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. Now, he begins to identify them. Who are they? Well, they're the ones that keep not the covenant of God, and they refuse to walk in his moral law, which Jesus came in to fulfill. Right? Matthew 5, Romans 3:31. And forget his works and wonders that he showed them. In other words, what we're seeing today, friends, is so many people that have forgotten the fact that what we have as the greatest nation under heaven, we have failed to understand that men fought, bled, and died, fighting, bleeding, and dying, sacrificing themselves to give us the freedoms that we have today. And what happens? A little persecution, a little bit of warfare comes up, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and quit. Folks, you don't quit on the young people. You fight for the young people. And it's called a good fight of faith. And without that good fight of faith, guess what, friends? You're going to lose everything. 1 Timothy 6:12. The fact of the matter is, friends, we shouldn't be quitting. We should be staying. And we should be fighting from within, friends. All this in the military, in the schools, and businesses. Well, we're just going to quit. No, don't quit. Stay the course. Why? Because Bradley Dean on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is here to tell you, because the law's on your side. You just need to be the strength of it. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, in heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting into 153 countries, or so I'm told. We're also broadcasting into 53 different countries. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com or right on the right side of the page. Subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the top left side of that page. So we're talking about this right now, friends. I'm just asking for you to weigh in. I got a couple callers up. I'm going to take them in just a moment here. I need names, though, GCN, please. Names, please. Christian teacher quits in front of school board to protest highly politicized agendas. You know, it reminds me of Germany, because everybody thought they were just going to separate from what that Adolf Hitler was responsible for implementing unlawfully concerning his republic during the time back in the 1920s and the 30s. They began to quit. They began to start their own schools. Okay, that's all good. That's all fine and dandy. But the fact of the matter is, that's how you are falling into the hands of those that mean for you to quit and forfeit everything that you've got. No, folks, you don't run from the battle. You run to the battle. Can you imagine all those people, 80 million people, standing up against an Adolf Hitler during that particular time? They would have shut him down in a day. And it's the same thing that can happen here in this country, but too many people are allowing, namely concerning the topic right now, the young people in public schools being subjected to everything and protected from nothing, as if to suggest, friends, that it's not the parents that are responsible for training them up in the ways that they shouldn't go by handing them off to their sworn enemies. And that's exactly what's happening in public school today. Let's take Diana from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Diana?
Hey, brother. I just wanted to mention a couple of things about that teacher that quit. Well, the word equity, first of all, is in the King James Bible 10 times. It appears in one of my favorite verses from Isaiah 59:14. that says, "And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off.
Yep.
For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter."
Yep.
The definitions of our words have been confused, just, I believe, as God did back in Genesis 11 when they were trying to build their Tower of Babel. So the word equity really means an impartial distribution of justice. And, of course, that has happened. However, this lady, though she claims to be a Christian, certainly doesn't have the boldness of a Christian. And you know what? I just feel bad because if she is one of those that shows up at the gate and Jesus says, away from me, I never knew you.
You worker, he said, you workers of iniquity. That's right.
Yes.
That's key. Amen.
It's a frightening thing because I believe many people assimilate with being a Christian. And really have no idea what Christianity is about. Because when I first became a Christian, I was in that same boat until the Holy Spirit got a hold of me. And I said, okay, Lord, all right, okay, I hear that. And you know what? Then I became learning of the word and, you know what, and practicing what God has, all he has commanded. And although I am certainly nowhere, anywhere near perfect, there is a time and a place, and we are to be bold as lions.
Amen.
And for her to back down like that, it infuriates me.
Yeah. It's a lack of Christianity, what it is,
it
Diana.
Is.
And it's like, I'm glad that she's there, but now what? Now that the battle starts, you want to capitulate and you want to turn and run from the battle, when in fact you should stay there and you should take the law to those people that are trying to, through forced compliance, get you to do what it is that they want you to do. Because again, the law's on their side, and most people, again, are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, because they don't even know what the law says. They're running from an enemy that doesn't have a lawful right to do the things that they're doing. I'll give you the last word.
Amen to that. I know there is a verse that says that men will flee when no one pursues them.
Proverbs 28, verse 1. Yep.
And that's exactly what she is doing.
Yep.
Because, you know what, she hasn't even begun to fight.
Yep.
You know what, we're late to the game. You know what? We as Christians got to put our game face on. We got to be holding the line. We got to be pushing back because, you know what, that enemy is going to keep taking ground and we're going to give it up? No, I'm not, because the Lord plus one person is way outnumbers all the rest of these fools.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate your phone call, Diana. The fact of the matter is, 1 John 5:3 tells us what? For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Now, if you put that up against, on the other side of that sword, in contrast, antithetical to what Scripture says, 1 John 2:4 tells us, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So weigh it out in the light of Scripture, friends. What I want to do is, I want to get over to this next video here. Some people have brought up his name, and of course I'm questioning all of these said representatives, because what they love to do is they love to play the aisle game, jumping over the aisle and accusing the other side for what they tolerate. Put that up against what I continuously share on the show, that if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Well, that's exactly right, because again, we're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional party affiliations. But for the sake of giving this guy the benefit of the doubt, his name is Ron Johnson. I believe he's coming out of Wisconsin. His name came up yesterday, and I've seen some things pop up and appear on social media platforms, and I want to go ahead and see what he has to say with my listening audience. So what do you think? Let's go ahead and give the guy a shake and see what he has to say here. Ron Johnson.
I mean, go back to March, April, May, June of 2020. Who is politicizing COVID? It's the current president and vice president in their campaign that expressed skepticism over a Trump vaccine. So I can't stand by and let the other side accuse Republicans of politicizing COVID. It's been your side that has done that, and you did it, and you won a campaign. You won the presidency. Congratulations. Now, my point with the age.
Okay, so folks, if I was to stop right there, and let's say I had the opportunity to get Mr. Johnson on the radio, which we have not sought out. The first thing I would ask him is, when you're saying the other side, I would say to him, what are you talking about the other side? And then I would lay to his candor, like we all should, does it not state in your sworn oath that you will uphold the enumerated laws found in and found within the U.S. Constitution, and that we are to uphold them against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, that means here at home? And then I would lay to his candor, so help me God, of course, right? Because that's where our rights come from. He would agree with all that. But then again, I would ask him the question, since when did we become a Republican society or a Democratic society, or where have we become 98 other or 99 different other or different political parties and their affiliations, since when did we become whatever we want to be? See, this whole system, Mr. Johnson, is set up, the right versus the left, is set up to divide and conquer the American people. And if the American people don't get out of this game, this is the establishment. By the way, I had a friend just the other day tell me that over in a communist nation, their iron fist, their iron rule over the hand of the people in dictating everything they did, stopped when the people got away from the two-party system. Okay? Mr. Johnson apparently doesn't know this yet. And if I was to lay this to his candor and ask him to show me where there's a Republican Party or a Democratic Party, I guarantee he would look at me with a blank stare in his face, because it's so foreign to those people in our said government, friends, and I'm talking about our founding documents, that when I begin to recite our founding documents, it's like I'm speaking a foreign language to them. You want to know why? Because I am. Because I am. There's nothing which I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerning measures in opposition to each other. Hello. This is my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. So, strike one. Mr. Johnson, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be the other side of the aisle, because we're not ruled by one side or the other of the aisle that you're continuously playing back and forth like a tennis game. We're ruled by law, not by the opinions of constitutional parties that are unconstitutional. Let's go on here.
They have not been forthright. I listened to Jen Psaki yesterday. Well, it's all based on data. Okay, show us the data. Be transparent. There's a law on the books that says if five members of the Homeland Security Committee, which I formerly chaired, sign an oversight request, the agencies shall. Not, hey, would you kind of maybe do it? They shall turn over.
So what I'm finding here, friends, is I am. Okay, so now he's talking about how information needs to be given over to the people that they work for. It's being withheld, Americans. Okay, so how long are we going to continuously allow this recycle, the tail to wag the dog? And I'm talking about the 330 million people in this country. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
American officials are reassuring Afghanistan's president the United States is committed to a political solution to the conflict there. The reassurance comes as the Taliban is making lightning-quick advances across the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is holding an advisory panel meeting about COVID-19 booster shots. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is holding an advisory panel meeting about COVID-19 booster shots. Dr. Kathleen Dooling, a medical officer and disease expert at the CDC, says people with weakened immune systems are more likely to catch coronavirus even after being vaccinated.
Immunocompromised people are more likely to have breakthrough infection. In small studies of hospitalized breakthrough cases, 40 to 44% were deemed to be immunocompromised.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs is filing articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He explains why with...
He's violated Title 8 by releasing people into the country. So he's got imposed a catch and release. That's illegal, that program. He's also, the Secure Fence Act requires him to obtain and maintain an operational security over our border.
But that impeachment effort isn't going anywhere in the Democratic-controlled House. The saga regarding Britney Spears' conservatorship continues.
Britney Spears' father said in a court filing that he's planning to step down from the conservatorship that has controlled her life for 13 years. Jamie Spears filed the legal documents. He said he'll step down after some lingering issues are resolved. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
You know, all of this reminds me of what Ben Franklin said concerning what's going on in this country. And what he said was this. He said, it is the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. And it lies itself perfectly with Hosea 4:6. You guys have all heard this before. Let me expound for a moment, if I might. And I'm going to show you some more videos in just a moment here. Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And you've heard me say in the past that I'm here to tell you that there's nothing further from the truth. As a matter of fact, I just met with a church overseer this morning, and I told him the exact same things that I'm sharing with you even now. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Good men, friends, do not allow evil to prevail, because good men do not tolerate the moral evils of men. Put that up against Deuteronomy 19:19. See, where's all this coming from? One has to ask themselves the questions. Well, Hollywood, television, all those things that real Christians are supposed to and commanded by God to come out from among, right? And I'm talking about 2 Corinthians 6:17, starting there to the end of the chapter, James 4:4, and then I lay to your candor a question, Amos 3:3, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Well, moving on here. See, Americans have been taught today to magnify the crimes against the law rather than the law against the crimes. Put that up against Romans 3:20 and Deuteronomy 25 verse 1. See, all day long we're inundated with the crimes of politicians, repeat criminals that have been set free from jail only to commit another crime on another day. And what do the self-proclaimed Christians and conservatives do? I said self-proclaimed. Beware of them, Mark 8:15. Well, they magnify the actions of the bad guys while exhibiting their inaction in lawfully dealing with them, just like we just seen a couple minutes ago concerning the likes of Ron Johnson. Now, I'm not just throwing him under the bus for a minute and a half of his propaganda speech. And when I'm saying it's a propaganda speech, friends, it's the same talking points concerning the political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. It's unconstitutional. If I was in that room in that particular situation, and I do it all the time, I would ask them the question, can you show me in the Constitution as to, in reference to the Constitution, what you mean by them on the other side of the aisle? There is not two sides of the law, friends. Do you understand? There's not two sides. There's right and there's wrong. There is no in-betweenites. In the in-betweenites, you better prepare yourself to meet your judge, because you are going to eat the fruit of your own ways when it comes to your eternity if you don't repent. Acts 20, verse 21. There's not two sides to right and two sides to wrong, friends. Right is right and wrong is wrong, period. But again, what do the confessed and self-proclaimed Christians and conservatives do? Well, they magnify the actions of the bad guys rather than dealing with the bad guys. Let me say this again. They magnify, just like Ron Johnson did, the actions of the bad guys while exhibiting their inaction in lawfully dealing with them. That would make them appeasers. That would make them a part of the problem, friends. See, the good guys, which we are hearing much of today, are watching the bad guys commit the crimes without consequence. And I'm speaking to every one of us here, friends. Okay? The good guys, which we're hearing much of today, are watching the bad guys commit the crime and without consequence. In other words, you have nobody to point the finger at but the responsible party, and that would be you. And I'm talking about what you see in your said government, because it's a mere reflection of what you tolerate in this country. Now, let me bring it over to Scripture really quick, and I love this because it knocks it right out of the park. When you go to Proverbs 28, verse 4 and 5, what does it say? They that forsake the law praise the wicked. What do they do, friends? They're praising the deeds of the wicked. They're highlighting the deeds of the wicked. Folks, they're inundating government, the good guys in this country today, in government, the said Republicans. What are they doing? They are magnifying the crimes of what you have been taught to believe is the left. That's what they're doing. They that forsake the law praise the wicked. These men and women, what are they, 60, 70 years old? These are the free-spirited hippies that talked about free love and a false grace, and now we're beginning to, well, reap the consequences of the seeds that you Americans have allowed concerning what the hippies have planted back in the 60s and the 70s. So they that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law will contend with them. That's what we're doing here today. And then it tells us evil men understand not judgment. They always talk over the very points in which need to be highlighted concerning what it is that preserves our constitutional republic. Okay? Evil men understand not judgment. They don't talk of judgment. They just talk about the crimes of their colleagues, and most people don't even realize, friends, that both of them, concerning from the top all the way down to the bottom, as we just seen through this said appointee to the Supreme Court that said nothing in stopping mandated vaccinations, which are completely unconstitutional. Do you remember just recently they sold her as being a good candidate for the Supreme Court, and what does she do? She gets in there and she instantaneously turns on the people. Just like Brett Kavanaugh. They're all on the same team, because most Americans don't realize, and they should, and this is going to turn some lights on for some people listening right now and watching right now. Most people don't realize that they've been offered to you by the same powers that are tolerated. And again, both sides that have been teed up, friends, work for the same people. Did you just hear during the break, not this last one, the one before that? Hey, friends, who owns Reebok? Adidas owns Reebok. Did you hear what I said? I said, with a question, who owns Reebok? And I'm bringing about an exclamation point by telling you who, in fact, does own Reebok. Guess who owns Reebok? Adidas. Hey, friends, who owns the right and who owns the left? Okay? The same powers that are tolerated today. And if you haven't figured out what I just said, that is an expose on how your system is set up right then and there. Adidas owns Reebok, so they own both companies, and they win on both sides. Exactly. Because there is no difference. See, he profits from Adidas, and he profits from Reebok. Just like the powers that are tolerated, as they set up the clowns in the circus of politics, profit from the right, and they profit from what they call the left, the Republicans and the Democrats. When are the American people going to figure this one out? Well, here's the resolve, friends. Soft judges do, in fact, create hardened criminals, right? See, the Bible doesn't teach us to overlook the evils of men. It teaches us to judge them, and so does common sense. And Scripture tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, that it is our wisdom in the sight of the nations to judge wickedness. Common sense comes into play. And what do we have? Just like our friend Diana from Illinois highlighted earlier, friends, that it's justice and judgment that's been turned backwards. Truth has fallen in the streets. Equity cannot enter. Why? Because the people would have it so. If you want answers, friends, you don't need another politician playing the big bad boy trying to appease his constituents or supporters. You need one that's going to draw up the articles of impeachment and then prosecute once they're removed. Until that happens, I can tell you that you have another clown in the circus of politics. And what are they doing? They are fueling the narrative between the right and the left that is set up to divide you. And Americans, you need to come to terms with the facts concerning the Word of God. It's set up to divide and conquer the people, okay? Now, I can hear some biblical illiterate say, even while reading this or hearing what I'm sharing with you even now, thou shalt not judge. Well, I'm here to tell you that Americans are in trouble. Listen to me carefully. Americans are in trouble today because American Christians are no longer rightly judging. And by the way, it's a lack of Christianity, okay? And it's also a lack of love towards God and their fellow man. Read 1 John 2:3, 1 John 5:3. Furthermore, I'm giving you the judge's word. And on the other hand, please do not forget that justice in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, justice guards American liberties. And what's left off in the face of the American people? Justice. Justice is never talked about. Never. And why is it never talked about, friends? Because there's never a reference to law to show you that they have broken the law. And what is sin? It's a transgression of God's moral law. 1 John 3:4, put that up against Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, and the list goes on. Until you understand lawbreakers are defined out to be criminals like what you see on a 24/7 basis in front of your face, friends, and until you come to the knowledge of the law, because the law of truth is supposed to be in our mouths, Malachi 2:2, until we understand the law, we're going to continuously be destroyed by what we call the right and the left. But once you get a hold of God's moral law, Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40 verse 7, Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:7 as well, and knowing that Jesus came to magnify the law, not to destroy the law, Matthew 5, guess what's going to happen? We're not going to have justice. And if we don't have justice, what is happening to our country? We're self-destructing. See, friends, justice is what is missing from our culture today. This is, in fact, what's destroying America. God said he would turn that nation into hell that forgets him. Folks, the message from heaven is America, repent. Repent. It's just that simple. I want to say this too, because this just comes to my aid, and it's so spot on. I know a lot of people, when I say repent, it's just something, just kind of something that they kind of gloss over. You know, most people say that they've repented, but they still remain in their sin. Well, if I hate sin because of the punishment, I haven't repented of sin, 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. I just merely regret that God is just. I'm here to tell you, as a son of the Most High God, Abba Father, that God is just. We're going to come right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. PillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I just wanted to say this one more time. If I hate sin because of the punishment, I have not repented of sin. I merely regret that God is just. I want to also say this because it tells us in Romans 5 that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. There's so many people out there that have a backwards, watered-down version of a false grace today. You know, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 2:8 that we're saved by grace through faith and not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. If you've received the gift of God, guess what? We're saved by grace. And what does grace do? Going back to Romans 5. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Moving to faith, okay? We're saved by grace through faith. And that not of ourselves. It is a gift of God. If we have the faith, guess what? We overcome the world. Okay? What I see coming from professors all day long, and literally I mean it all day long, is doom and gloom. Doom and gloom. Underachieving. No emulation of Christ, no word of God. It's just always, well, I am who I am and God created me to be this way. No. The message is you must be born again. Okay, because your excuses are going to bring you right into hell. The point is you better get it right and understand the fruits of repentance. And that's found in 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. And notice what grace does. Read the book of Titus chapter 2 to the end of the chapter. What does it do? It doesn't empower you to succumb to sin. It empowers you to overcome sin if it be from Christ. And so does the faith overcome the world if it be from Christ. If it's not, it's from beneath, not from above. Just wanted to make sure everybody's on the same page with me. Okay. Also wanted to say this for those that are saying, well, you know, Brad, this judgment thing, you know, I just really don't like it. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. You're evil. The Bible's clear what it tells us in Proverbs 28, verse 4 and 5. Evil men understand not justice. Do you want a free land? Then you better begin to understand what justice brings about. And if you don't want to take heed to that, well, then guess what, friends? You're going to get exactly what you deserve. And it's where we're at today. It's exactly where we're at today. See, I'm here to tell you that Americans are in trouble today because American Christians are no longer rightly judging. And if they're not rightly judging, it's because they're not Christians. Period. See, this is a lack of love towards God and their fellow man, as I just stated. Furthermore, I'm giving you the judge's word. And on the other hand, please do not forget that, again, justice guards American liberties. Friends, justice is what is missing from our culture today, and it needs to fall on the heads of those that we call our said representatives that we have been inundated with 24/7, 365 days a year, with their scandals, their crimes, their lies, their murder. I mean, friends, the list goes on. They act just like their father, John 8:44. And the fact of the matter is, if we don't deal with the devil, guess what he's going to do? He's going to go out there and beget himself, and that's the last thing we want to do. We are called, friends, to bring forth justice. And by the way, justice is what makes any country great, and it's exactly what we're missing in the equation in the United States of America on so many levels. As a matter of fact, Americans have taken on more of a false version of mercy in dealing with the morally evil and showing them a false sense of compassion and showing a lack of compassion to the victims of their evils. You got to think these things through. See, this is, again, completely backwards and upside down. Now, this, of course, comes into play when people have forgotten God and His moral law. That's where we're at today. This applies to individuals as it does nations. So, if you put it into biblical and constitutional perspective, by the way, I'm talking to all of you that continuously ask me, what is it that I'm supposed to do? I'm giving you the answers right now. I'm giving you the answers right now, but the minute I began to give you the answers, all of a sudden I could start to see the people fall off. Because the Word of God shuts your mouth. There's no debate here. See, we need to understand that the Word of God was given unto us as commandments, not suggestions, period. Now, I want to say this. Because I love my brother, because I love my sister, I do not tolerate the sins of evil men. And by the way, that word means to depart voluntarily from the path of duty prescribed by God. Leviticus 19:17, 2 Timothy 3:16. And we are, by the way, as Christians, are here to be perfected. I know people love to just hide behind that and say, you know, I'm not perfect, I'm just forgiven. Nope, you don't understand grace. You clearly do not understand grace. For you to say something like that and to look for excuses as to why you remain in your sin shows the whole world you have never repented of your sin. And I couldn't have made a truer statement than just that. I want you to listen to this real carefully. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for what? The perfecting of the saints. Is Jesus Christ perfect? Yes, he is. Am I being perfected by the Holy Ghost? Yes, I am. Titus 3:5, for the renewing and the regeneration of the Holy Ghost. He's creating in me a clean heart and renewing a right spirit within me. I'm working it out, but I'm being perfected as I grow up in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. Now, let me finish this off. I'm going to make one more point, and then I'm going to get to the video. When God's laws are written upon our hearts and our minds, Hebrews 10:16, then we understand the Lord's righteous judgments. Deuteronomy 4:6, Isaiah 51 verse 4, Amos 5:15, and John 7:24. And by establishing righteousness and peace, Psalm 85 verse 10, we then deter the evils of men by teaching them the consequence of their crimes through God's judgments upon their heads, Isaiah 26 verse 9, Proverbs 16 verse 6, which is then a mercy to the innocent by dealing with the evil. So, in understanding all of this, what then are the good men doing today instead of magnifying, tolerating the crimes of the evil, as we just heard? Well, good men do not tolerate evil. Psalm 97, verse 10, you that love the Lord hate evil. Doesn't say tolerate it. It says to hate it, to deal with it, to bring public judgments upon it, that they might learn the righteousness of the Most High God. Period. And that's the heart of God, by the way. Psalm 97, go over to Jeremiah 9:24. 9:16 in the book of Psalms, that is God's heart. That's how he establishes righteousness and judgment within the gate, Amos 5:15. Okay, so let's get over to this, because this is the highlight of the show, and it is extraordinarily important that you hear this. This was November 30th, 2020. I want you to listen to this piece. You're going to have to really lean in to hear this. It's not terribly bad, but if you're listening online, you might want to turn it up just a little bit. If you're listening on your radio right now, just go ahead and turn it up. If you're on social media platforms, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, on the right side of the page, or Before It's News, the top left side of the page, you're going to have to turn this up just a little bit, because again, I want to show you what's under attack today, and I want to tell you this, it's your freedom of speech, because freedom of your speech, Amendment 1 of the Bill of Rights, is what is under attack right now by the powers that are tolerated in this country. This is the information that they do not want you to have, and I want you to understand before I get to this that, friends, this is all bought and paid for with your money. Listen carefully.
The CDC revealed hospitals have been counting patients who died from serious pre-existing conditions as COVID-19 deaths. One America's Pearson Sharp has more, as the CDC counts over 51,000 patients who actually died from heart attacks as opposed to the coronavirus.
The Centers for Disease Control have updated their death counts for coronavirus and reveal yet again that COVID-19 is rarely the actual cause of death among coronavirus patients. According to the CDC themselves, of the 220,000 deaths attributed to the coronavirus, 87,000 of them died from pneumonia and influenza. Another
17,000 from old age,
from chronic respiratory diseases,
and not from
died
coronavirus.
From respiratory distress syndrome. 44,000 patients died from hypertensive diseases.
All other diseases,
from heart disease, and
not from coronavirus.
1,000 died from cardiac arrest and heart failure. Yet all of these, even patients who died from heart attacks, were marked down as dying from the coronavirus. Doctors who spoke with one American,
all of these natural causes are being equated to COVID-19.
Were being considered COVID-19 deaths already had life-ending diseases.
Doctors said they already had life-ending diseases.
End-stage renal failure. And according to the CDC, again, if you look at place of death, you'll see that some 10,000 patients who died from COVID were on hospice care, meaning they were terminally ill to begin with and were already expected to die. Doctors tell One America News that all of these patients were critically ill and likely died from their pre-existing conditions.
Wow.
Without any help from the coronavirus. However, they explain that the CARES Act, passed by Congress in March, gives hospitals
down,
a 20% bonus on their diagnosis-related group paid for by Medicare.
Okay, so they're telling us, friends, that these people are dying in the masses from natural causes. It's being equated to COVID-19 because Medicare is paying them to equate it to COVID-19. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.